Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back for an episode 2 exit interview after last night's 2 hour Survivor 46. It was a wild tribal council, and we are going to talk with the woman who went home at that tribal council. That's going to be Jess Chung. She's going to be joining us here in just a moment. Of course, you could watch the video of this interview on our YouTube channel. Go to robisawebsite.com/YouTube for that, or search RHAP on YouTube. We've also got here with us in this podcast, I'm going to do this week in Survivor History, Jordan Kalish is going to be back in this season. I've been taking on the trivia titans of the new era. Marianne Okich will be joining us. Should be very fun to play this week in Survivor History trivia with Marianne. If she wins, $100 to the charity of her choice. If not, the money rolls over and next week, the person I play will be playing for $200. How's that? All right. Big time this week in Survivor History with the Trivia Titans of the new era. On Thursday, I will then be catching up with Stephen Fishback. Let's see what Stephen had to say about all of this from Thursday, not to mention on Wednesday night. I had a great talk with Jam Jam about everything that we saw in the 2 hour episode. All that and more is available at robhasawebsite.com. We've got Jess on the line. Let's go ahead and bring her in. All right, everybody. We're here with somebody who I've been looking forward to speaking with because I think she's so hilarious. So excited to talk to you today, Jess. How are you?
I'm smiling because it's over. I have to show you my merch.
You have merch. Smile because it's over. Spring Break says 46. Yes.
Yeah, New Beach, Fiji.
Was it a bad experience?
This is not where I would have my destination wedding.
Yes.
That's for sure. Was it a bad experience? It's bad when I think about it, but when I don't think about it, it's not bad.
Okay.
That's the only way I can put it. And okay. I also got to make these really funny shirts.
Okay. Eat more protein, and you're eating like giant ants.
Yeah, by Jessica Chung.
How were the ants?
They were okay. Like some were sour, some were bitter, and some made my tongue.
They have flavors. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And they helped me. They were my friends out there. And Banu was my friend.
And you ate your friends. Yeah.
And I ate my friends. I didn't eat Banu, but I ate my friends.
Okay, so Banu was your friend. But you voted for him.
I need to challenge this narrative that he's like mean. He's like the loveliest person. And he was like my friend. And he made me feel like a person out there when I felt totally discounted by everyone else.
Why vote for him then?
I'm gonna cry when I think about him. Because it was very clear to me that they were not going to vote for Kenzie. Like it was very clear to me that trio was totally impenetrable. And I also felt like, well, I'm going to put by playing my fake idol and going home, I'm either putting myself out of my misery. And if it's real, then crap, I have to spend another day with these people. And if it's not, then Butter doesn't have to spend another day with these people.
It was almost free. It was freedom for him. You were trying to set him free.
Yes. Free Banu.
Free Banu. Okay. So when you went to the tribal council, who did you think that you might have been voting with? Nobody.
I knew that I was like so abjectly screwed. I was please let there be like a localized tsunami to like drag me into the ocean. Just me, not everyone else, so that I don't have to be here because I don't know. I knew from the first day, the very first day, I said in my pregame press that I was obsessed with Kenzie.
Yes.
As soon as the marooning happened, when we were allowed to talk, I ran up to her and grabbed her hand. And I was like, I'm so glad we're on the same tribe. I really want to work with you. And I was like, fuck, I should not have said that within earshot of other people. And I was just like, I really wanted to work with her. They didn't show that during the sweat task, when Jelinski and Q were working on the sweat task, that me, Banu, and Tiff and Kenzie were all like working to build the shelter. And I actually talked to Tiff and Kenzie for a very, very long time, like all about our dogs, about our like homes, about our jobs, about all this different stuff. They didn't show any of that. So it makes it look like I didn't even try to talk to them.
Yeah.
But we talked for a very long time, and it became very clear to me that Kenzie was running around talking to everyone but me. So it was like, by the time she came to me and I was like, I'm playing a slow game, I was like, why would I tell you anything? Like, you're just going to use it as ammo against me. Like, why would I tell you anything? So yeah, like there's no way that I could put anyone's name out there that wouldn't backfire against me.
Yeah. I want to talk about that idol that you had. Yeah. Now, you said that you played your fake idol. Going in, like, what was your percentage-wise that you thought it was fake when you played it at the time?
I was like 99.9999%.
You were like Eliza fake. Levels of, this is a fake idol and I'm just this doing it fake. Anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I'll just show the world the people that are on my drive because they might not understand the shot in the dark. So whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, why are you doing this to me? I'm so tired. Also, the whole thing where they were like, how come she can't find the idol? It's because I wasn't the one that found the original one. And also, why would you think that someone that's on 200 plus hours of no sleep, why do you think that I would expend an ounce of energy like going to the rocks to find the idol?
You couldn't find it when it was there and it was real. Why would you find it in the same place when it's fake?
Yeah. And then I was like, crap. I was so mad when they were like, you have to look for an idol now. Like, Kenzie looked at me. She's like, girl, you better play an idol tonight. And I was like, whatever. I was like, why would I expend any more energy doing this? I'm so pooped.
Yeah.
You guys have no respect for me. Like, what am I supposed to? And then I was like, well, Jeff hates quitters. I guess I have to like throw my body around pretending to look for an idol. But I was just like praying for the bats to come and take me away.
I didn't know they did that.
Well, there were bats fighting at nighttime. I was like praying for them to come and just like airlift me out because I wanted to leave honorably. I was like, please just get me out. Okay. Get me away from these people.
But Jess, when you saw the episode last night, I'm sure. And by the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And happy birthday to your twin.
Oh, I'll tell her.
Yes. But
you should tell her.
Okay. But Jess, when you watched the episode back, did you see things that you didn't even know that they were doing? And did any part of you say like, boy, you this is a bit much.
Oh yeah. I was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, I'm not the one that's going to look like I feel like what is happening could be read as unnecessarily cruel. And I'm not the one that has to live with the consequences of that. It's going to be on TV forever. I don't have to live with the consequences of that.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is a bit much, but like, why were you trying so hard to get rid of me? What did I do?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? I didn't suck at the challenges. We all sucked at the challenges. Like,
right.
What did I do to you?
Well,
yeah.
There seemed to be concern that you were going to play your shot in the dark and maybe there would be some unintended consequences based off of that. Was that something that you were even considering doing, playing the shot in the dark?
The very first tribal council, Q had told me you might have to play your shot in the dark, but I was like very certain that Jelinski was going home because he just pissed everyone off in different ways. For me, I was just livid when he quit the sweat task and then was like lying around after. They didn't show how messed up his feet actually were. He has like the softest baby hands and softest baby feet. And so I think that the sand and the rocks and stuff really did do a number on his feet, but I didn't actually understand that. I was just so busy being mad at him that I didn't examine his feet closely. So they were trying to get me to play my shot in the dark from the beginning. And I was like, why? Like, what did I do? I hadn't even disclosed to them that I was like sleepless until the second day or something like that, or maybe the third day. So I was like, what did I do?
But why did they want you? Did they want you to flush your shot in the dark so they could get you next time and then you wouldn't be able to? Yes. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And then I was like, what?
They're playing hard.
I was like, why are you playing so hard? Like, why? Well, I mean, it is new era. I guess you're supposed to make hashtag big moves.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
But I was like, we should be optimizing for like team unity and team cohesion and team strength so we can get plinth so that we can move into the merge with numbers. And I need to be able to hide behind these people. I do not want to go to tribal before the merge because I'm Asian. Like, sorry, like just statistically, just look, just go online and look. Like, it's hard. I'm, you know, like, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about this tribal council, because it seemed like that things really started to unwind for Banu. And did any part of you start to feel like maybe it's not me tonight? Maybe it is Banu, because he was really reacting very, very negatively.
No, it was very, very clear to me that it was me, because the very first tribal council, they were kind of telling us to both put on shows and like act like we were going home. And I was like, this is just like weird. And like, why?
Who
like,
told
what
you
is
that?
The point? Like Q.
Yes.
Q and Tiff. I think it was mostly Q. Q was kind of like the spokesperson. He was kind of like in between all of us. I was like, okay, I don't understand, but it seems like overkill. And like Banu is so passionate and so, like wears his emotions on his sleeves. And I was like, And I think the more he wears them, the more like incensed he gets. And I was like, why would you like do that to someone that's like already suffering so much? So I was just kind of like I knew it was me, and I just felt very sad.
Yeah.
Even though I was smiling the whole time.
Yeah. Were you aware that there was any sort of tension between the Q, Kenzie, and Tiffany trifecta, where that there was some concern, obviously, that Kenzie had come to you and said, hey, let's vote out Q. Did you know that Q was kind of rattled by that in his conversations with Tiffany?
I actually thought that like Kenzie had done that to get us away, to give Q and Tiff a chance to plot something. I thought that they were very, very, very close.
Yeah.
And I had floated Kenzie to them multiple times. I had said to Q, like, we cannot trust Kenzie. She's like, playing this, she's so socially fast, she's going to eat everyone at the merge. I just like kept saying this to Q and Tip. I wasn't saying we have to vote her out, but I was trying to like plant the seed of an idea in their heads that they should be careful, because I kind of saw how effectively she iced me out. But I was like, you guys need to be careful, like you need to be careful. Because Tip actually came to me the first night and was like, Jess, I feel like you are going to be straight up with me. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I feel like you're going to keep it real with me. You're not gonna play games with me. I was like, yeah. Like, so I felt like I was in good standing with her, but I think the perception of how I did in the challenge was what really did me in.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the challenge and just how grueling it was, because like from watching at home, it seemed like that maybe this went on for like at least an hour plus that you guys were doing that. Is that accurate?
Probably. I have no concept of how long it took.
Okay.
But it was, I actually think we took a lot longer than the other. Well, no, because
they would have stopped it. Yeah.
It took forever. And I just remember at every turn that everyone was yelling at me. It wasn't just Banu. It was like every single person.
But why were you such the scapegoat for the tribe? Why did it all come down to Jess is the reason why we didn't win this challenge?
I have a feeling that they understood that if they yelled at me, it wouldn't blow back against them. That's all. Like that I would just be fine with it, which I am. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. You can yell at me. I don't care. I can't even say that I'm proud that I didn't lose my temper, because I wouldn't have lost my temper anyway.
Yes.
So like, it would have been very against character to lose my temper. I was just like, whatever. I'm not someone yelling at TV.
Yeah. Can you talk?
I don't know if that makes any sense.
It was good. Can you talk a little bit about your first couple of days with life with Jelinski? You talked about how you were upset with him about the quitting the savvy or the sweat task. What else did we not get to see in the episode that would help us understand what these first couple of days were like with Jelinski?
Okay. Well, I'm allowed to talk about my relationship with him now. And I love that kid to bit. I love him so much. But my perception of him then was, why are you quitting everything? How come everyone wants to work with you so badly when you have not contributed anything, even to building the shelter? He was like, my perception was that he was just standing around, like waiting for people to tell him what to do. And I actually, like, I wish they had aired my little lecture to him, because at one point he's like, yo, Jess, I think we're at the bottom. We sucked at the puzzle. I was like, you sucked at the puzzle. I don't think I actually said you sucked at the puzzle, but I might have said it to someone else. Mm-hmm. I just felt like everything he was saying to me was so sketchy and generic. And I was like, what is wrong with this person? Why do they want to keep him around? And he was like, I think I'm in trouble. And I was like, well, you need to rehabilitate your image around camp. You need to like start helping us. Like, we had to rebuild our shelter after it broke the first day. You need to help us find palm fronds and do the bamboo and like collect the food and open the coconuts and help us do all this stuff. And he was just kind of not, I don't know what he was doing. He's probably looking for idols. They also didn't show that the first night he went looking for an idol. And actually he saved our life, because we were all like sleeping inside the shelter, and he left the shelter to go look for an idol. And we all came out of the shelter. Kenzie and Bono followed him, and Tiff, Q, and I went to this part of the shelter, and then it like fell. But we would have gotten like crushed had he not gone idol hunting. And, so and thank you.
You all still voted him out after he saved your lives.
I had to, because I didn't want to be the first boot.
That's true. No, let me circle back to something that you said earlier about how that you were happy to, to have been able to been voted out by the tribe. Was it the people or was it the conditions that was what made this experience so difficult for you?
I think it was just, oh my God, I'm going to cry. I was like trying, like there were these moments of just like, I was during the first part of the game, like the game relies so much on having people that you trust and connect with. And for me, that person was Banu. Like, I love Banu so much, but you can kind of see that like, it would have been hard to move very far with just him.
Yeah. You know?
And so, and I felt so misunderstood and like, I felt quite misunderstood and like, not very, sorry, I'm like going to cry about it. I just like, didn't feel like respected or whatever it was, but I also felt like I was like, I had some really good memories too, because I felt like people's defenses would drop. People were playing the game so hard, but their defenses would drop like really late at night in the shelter when we were all trying to sleep. And we would play this game where we would like go through the alphabet and say like different foods in the alphabet until, and see who could go like the longest, and we would just kind of go around. And I remember thinking that the way it was like, I wrote it down. It was like asparagus, banana, cucumber, dill pickle, egg. And every time Q said dill pickle and egg, I would just crack up because it was like, I want to do my Q impression.
Do it.
I remember the match and he was like, we're going to see if I-5 is stronger than they-5. And I was like, what? Why are you speaking for? I was always so confused about why he was speaking for us as a tribe, because he was like not really like telling us what to do or like coaching us back at camp. I was like, when did you become our coach? Like, why are you performing as our coach here when you're like not really like galvanizing us in like a teamy way?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was very strange.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, so what was I saying?
Dill pickle, egg.
Typical egg. And I was like, I just had so much love for the people around me, because I knew like everyone was playing for something bigger than themselves. Everyone was trying really hard and everyone was going to have to deal with the consequences of whatever they said on TV. And I was just like, I had a lot of love for them. But then I was also like, why isn't it being reciprocated? It's fine if it's not, but it's also like, I don't know. It was complicated.
Yeah.
It was a strange experience. Would I do it again? I think you'd have to pay me $10 million.
Just to show up. Wow. What an appearance fee.
Just to get on.
You're like The
just
Rock.
To go to, yes, I'm The Rock.
Yes. Okay.
Bay Area native.
Okay. So Jess, that you, we have on this weekend, we're having the 17th place roundtable with Zach and Maddie and Brandon Donlin. And I think that the 17th place roundtable has another worthy addition this season. So very funny people make it 17th place on Survivor.
It's all the funniest people. Everyone's so robbed.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't think of myself as funny, but I am funny.
Yes, I think you're very funny. Jess, thank you so much for joining us and hope we can talk again soon, okay? All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Jess Chong here on the podcast. And yeah, I do think that she is so funny. I have been going back this season and, you know, I'm always trying to, you know, do things differently. And so I have been, I started doing this with the Survivor 45 press of like, I've gone back to like the Mike Bloom interviews and I want to hear like, it's so fun for me to go like full circle with these people and then listen to what they said right before they went in the game. And especially like these Mike interviews are great. They're like 25 minutes. And I was listening to the Jess interview from beforehand. And there was like three or four things that she said with Mike Bloom that I like audibly started like laughing out loud from listening to her talk about the experience. One of the things that she had said was that she was practicing 3D printed puzzles because that the person that she lives with got a 3D printer and that person is named her husband. And just the way that she delivered that really just cracked me up. She talked about how she didn't think that she would go on the journey because she wasn't sure if she would be able to go and pee on the journey. So I think she's just a very naturally funny person, Jess. Sorry it didn't work out for her on the show. Sorry she didn't have a great experience. But, you know, I appreciate her honesty, speaking frankly about it here with us on the podcast. And so look forward to chatting more with Jess in the future. She also talked about in her preseason stuff with Mike Bloom that she talked a lot about Survivor Ko Rong, but she talked about her favorite player in that season was Ty. And I really do think that we have like the new era's answer to Ty Trang here in Banu. Very emotionally, so like in touch with his feelings, not necessarily somebody who, you know, you can count on strategically. Wouldn't be surprised if Banu finds an idol or two along the way, much like Ty. And that was her favorite player. And then she ends up, in my opinion, in the new era's own version of Ty in Banu. And so, yeah, that tracks in terms of the types of player that Jess wanted to be around. And I'm happy that she got that relationship. All right. We still have to get to This Week in Survivor History. That's going to be coming up after we take a break. I'll be back right after this. All right, everybody, we're back for another round of This Week in Survivor History trivia, and it's the new era, and is it fun? And we're playing against the titans of the new era in trivia, and of course, here he is back with us, the man who has puts together a remarkable quiz every week that there's never any controversy. It's Jordan Kalish.
Hey, how you doing, Rob? Last week, you know, we're working out the kinks on the new rules for the quiz with you going against the great new era contestants. And I think last year, here's there were some positives, some negatives. I think everyone who listened had a lot of fun. I think that maybe they didn't love the fact that there were questions from season 43 because we had the great Dwight Moore on.
Do you think so, Doctor?
I think the bigger issue, though. But first of all, okay. So yes, there were some 43 questions, but there were a lot of new era questions that were about other seasons besides 43. You podcasted professionally about all those seasons, by the way.
All right. Now, Jordan, just promise me one thing, okay?
Yes. Yes,
promise me you're not going to embarrass me in front of Marianne, okay?
I will promise you that I will do my best to not embarrass you in front of the curse of the M survivor, Marianne.
Woo!
Marianne Oketch.
Yes.
She's here.
Yes. I don't think it's you who needs to be worried about being embarrassed. I think if we all remember my last Twitch appearance, the first answer, which I got very absolutely wrong on a season that I was personally there and present for, I think the bar is a little low for me. Whoever's here next week, there's a good chance it's going to roll over, but I'm going to do my best to make sure my charity can make it.
To make it fair, Jordan, just ask all questions about the last six episodes of Survivor Token Genes, okay?
That's what this is. It's all the six questions of Token Genes and This Week in Survivor 42. Those are the two
Perfect.
Rounds this week.
Yes.
I think that's completely fair and balanced.
Okay. Marianne is getting married soon. Mm-hmm. Okay. Marianne, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. You know, getting married. It's less than, I can't math anymore. Less than 5 weeks. I think it's like 30. Okay. I'm getting married on a Monday. It's Thursday. So then 35. Monday plus Thursday is 4, right? 35, 34, 30. So 31 days. Wow. Getting married in 31 days. Almost
just over a New Era season.
I know, right?
Or an Australian Survivor pre-merge, as they call it.
Exactly. One of the two, depending on which ones you watch or both. So yes. That's really exciting. Okay. And hectic, but luckily my fiance is a designer.
The great Connor.
All the design. The great Connor. Thank you so much, Connor, for doing all the design. As I go and record this and you go and say which flowers we should choose and what the arrangements will be and what napkin color it should be. So, yeah.
What color will the napkins be?
I'm an involved fiance and I can tell you the napkin colors will be blue.
Blue. Okay. Is she right, Jordan?
Yeah, I think that's a good color for napkins.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. So we're back here together and we're ready to play. If you missed it last week, I took on Dwight. I am 0-1 so far in the season. But Marianne, in this new era that you are playing to raise money for charity, $100 is at stake. If you win, we will donate $100 to the charity of your choice. If not, it will roll over to next week. And next week's contestant will be playing for $200. Marianne, what is the charity that you're playing for?
Yes, I wanted to do what was the best impact and something passionate to me. So I will be, competing for the American Medical Association Foundation. They do some really cool stuff. You're able to go and donate to high impact funds. You're able to donate as needed, and you're able to actually go and donate, and they create scholarships for those who are underrepresented in medicine so that if they want to go into medicine, they'll be finances won't have to be the concern about them going and making sure that people are represented.
Okay. Sounds like a great cause. So we'll see if they get any money today.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And nobody get mad at Dwight Moore for winning last week, because if you do win, he did take $100 away from your charity and instead gave it to St. Jude's.
Yeah. Okay. I think it should just be fair. Since Dwight got 43 questions, there should be 42 questions. Like, the precedent has been set. We cannot change it after the beginning. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
I will say this. The questions are written. There are zero questions on this quiz from season 6, season 8, or 42.
Okay. All right. Jordan, all right. Any other rules you want to set up? Jordan be in the middle? Should you be up here on the top with me?
I do not mind. Whatever you want.
Okay, let's make this.
I think that makes sense. That's where Dwight was. I think.
Okay. Yeah.
This is better.
Typically, when we have a guest, we put the guest in the on their own level, but this is like a game show.
All right. So this is a game show, and there are new rules. But when I was thinking about it, Rob, I'm pretty sure these new rules are very similar to the rules we used to do when we used to have guests on this podcast years ago. So here is what we are going to do. There are going to be two rounds of trivia. I am going to tell you the seasons that the questions will cover. You will pick the season for your question. Whatever season you pick, I will ask the question. For round one, if you get the question right, you'll get 1 point. If you are wrong, there is no losing points in this game. If you are wrong, your opponent can steal the point if they get it right. Round one, I think they're the two easier questions. They will not have multiple choice options. But when we get to round two, I will tell you the rules for round two. I think that's easier.
Well, we're going
to
keep it tight, right? Because Marianne is busy.
We'll keep it tight, and there are only 6 questions on this whole quiz. Okay. 6 questions plus a verbal rebus.
Okay.
The verbal rebus will not be worth any points. And there will be... No buzzing in this.
Right. Great. Because I think people like to play at home.
I think people like to play at home too. I was listening to you and Jeff. And I think that Jeff talked about the fact that when he does a game, he always has a reason for doing it. I had a reason for the buzz. Mm-hmm. And listening back, I was like, you know what? The 43 questions, amazing. Our chemistry, as always with Dwight, unbelievable. Couldn't be better. However, the buzz, love the buzz.
Yeah.
So the buzz is gone. You're just going to choose your category. So for the first question,
Jeff will tell you like, Rob has good instincts for this stuff. He knows what's going to work and what's not going to work.
Rob has good instincts for this stuff. And like Jeff, I myself am a, you know, a great host of all things with the, you know, I have my lane, the Survivor trivia. He has his lane, which is actual Survivor. And it's kind of the same thing.
Yes. Okay. Let's get to it.
Let's do it. So yes. This is going to be round one. And for round one, I am going to flip a coin. I have a virtual coin here. Whoever gets the coin toss, I think Marianne as the guest, as the away player, will get to choose heads or tails. You will get to choose the season that your question is from. The two seasons that you could choose from are going to be Borneo and Island of the Idols. So Marianne, heads or tails?
Ooh, heads was what my gut said. Heads.
All right. So I'm going to flip the virtual coin.
Did he freeze? Did he freeze?
No, it was a long. Whatever site I used was a long.
Forego the coin toss. Just let the guests get to pick first.
Well, Marianne did lose the coin toss. But if you're saying that you want to let Marianne choose the season,
for the sake of moving the show along, we have a coin toss.
Last week, you and Dwight were kind of at odds. You didn't like that he was getting 43 questions, and now you're letting the guests pick the season. You've really turned over a new leaf this week. So Marianne, do you want the
Island of the Idols.
Yep. Okay. So if you get this question right, you get a point. If you're wrong, Rob will have the chance to steal the point if he gets it right. So Kelly Kim had to answer trivia questions on the Island of the Idols in order to earn an expiring idol. What were these questions about?
One was about Sandra's dog's name. So like it was questions about like Rob and Sandra's like life and their people. And I remember one was about Sandra's two dogs and the two dogs' names.
So you went way more in depth than you needed to. Rob and Sandra's personal lives is the correct answer to that question. So Marianne, you start off strong with a point. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I didn't think for round one, you would need a multiple choice. So yeah. Rob, you get the Borneo question. You are the older school player. So you're going to get the older school question.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you out.
Yes. What did Dr. Sean Kenneth name his makeshift fishing pole?
I believe it was named Super Pole.
Super Bowl is correct.
Okay.
Rob, you get it. So, yes, I would have accepted.
Was it 2000 or 3000?
It's 2000. Yeah. So I did watch the scene, Rob, because I wanted to see what. So Super Bowl or Super Bowl 2000.
Andre
would have been
3000,
correct.
Super Bowl 2000.
Yes, two different things, very similar. But he actually did call it the Super Bowl in his confessional, but on the actual poll, he did write Super Bowl 2000. So either one would have been correct. You're both off to a strong start. Now, we are going to get to round number two. It is going to be very similar. There are four questions in round number two. I have four seasons. We will start with Marianne, who will get to choose her season.
Yeah.
These are harder questions. So if you are able to get the question right, without using multiple choice, you'll get 2 points. However, you can ask for the multiple choice. And if you are right with the multiple choice, you will only get 1 point, knowing though that the opponent can steal the point and they will hear the multiple choice options. Mm-hmm. And if you're wrong, you'll be limiting one of the, well, you'll be eliminating one of the answers. So you put yourself in a potential bad spot if you get the multiple choice, but you might need it. So Marianne, the four seasons that we have to choose from, we have Panama, Cook Islands, China, and Winners at War.
Winners at War! Hungry for more!
Winners at War. You did well in 39, so we're going one season later to season 40. In order to activate her idol, Kim Spradlin had to give half her idol to another player before sundown. Who did she choose?
Sophie Clark.
Sophie Clark is correct, so Marianne, you get 2 points. not a terribly difficult question, but Marianne knew it. I think if I went a little bit more in depth on Winners at War, based on the fact that Marianne just sang the song, she would have got it. So she has a 3-1 lead. Rob, you now can choose between Panama, Cook Islands, and China.
Okay, I'll take China.
Okay, we are going to Survivor China. The first kidnapping of the season occurred when Fei Long won the reward challenge and selected Jamie Dugan to join them at camp. Who from Fei Long did Jamie choose to share the idol clue with as part of the twist?
It was. I feel like I do know this, and I am trying to. The name is escaping me. And if I don't have it in a second, I'm going to have to use my, I have to have the multiple choice.
All right. So the multiple choice, it is Eric Huffman, James Clement, Leslie Nice, or Todd Herzog.
I believe it was Leslie Nice.
Leslie Nice is correct. She ends up getting voted out in the next episode because she was kidnapped and her tribe started to get concerned that she was making strong connections with the other tribe. So Rob, I think that was the name you were probably thinking of, a little bit harder than maybe than the winners at war question, but look, that's the luck of the draw. Marianne chose the category.
Okay. All right.
And got it right. So we go to, so Marianne, you have a 3-2 lead here. Rob, you are in danger of donating money yet again to a worthy charity. And Marianne, you get to choose either.
This is it? But there's only two questions left?
Two questions left. You wanted it tight, baby. But okay. This is tight.
I just was double checking. God. I'm just double checking.
Panama or Cook Islands?
So if Marianne gets this without multiple choice, then I'm frozen out. Game's over.
You would be mathematically, yes. You okay. will mathematically no,
there's
the
a chance. Don't worry. So Panama or...
Yeah. But if she's wrong, Rob, you
I mean,
get
to not
to
critique the game design, but I feel like that the person who's losing should get to go and then... I guess if I get it wrong, it's the same thing.
I mean, we're alternate. Yes.
Yeah. Panama or Cook Islands?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think about which one I know better. I'm poor in both of them. So I'm going to go with my best guess for what will come up. So I'm going to go with Panama and hope for the best.
So Panama, after just one tribal council, the four tribe format was disbanded and the players were placed on two tribes via schoolyard pick. One player wasn't selected and therefore joined Kasaya once Melinda was voted out. Who was this player?
Okay. I'm thinking that the player, Kasaya, that was the crackhead tribe, right? Am I getting that right? The one with like Shane and Sari and like all, okay. Oh my gosh. Oh, I know who it was, but I have a guess in my mind, but I'm really bad with names. So I'm going to go multiple choice and hope that one of the names is recognition.
All right. So this is the Rob strategy. You think you know who it is, but I am going to give you the multiple choice. And again, if you are wrong here, Rob will get to answer the question for 1 point. We have Bob Dog. We have Bruce Kennegai, Misty Giles, or Sally Schumann.
Okay. None of these names are calling to me. I do... My gut was telling me that it was a woman. But then if they went to exile, there was an idol. There was Bob Dog. I'm not feeling that. Who was the second person?
Bruce Kennegai.
Not feeling that. The next one?
Misty Giles.
Misty Giles. Not feeling that. And what's the last one?
Sally Schumann.
Sally Schumann. Sally. Was Sally young? Can I ask that or no?
She was, I guess of the younger.
Okay. Then I'm going to go with, I was thinking my guess in my gut was go with the older woman. So that's who I'm going to go with. So not Misty, but the other woman,
Sally. So you're going with Sally.
Yeah.
Sally is incorrect. So Rob,
okay.
You have now Bob Dog, Bruce, or Misty for 1 point.
Can a guy get a point?
Bruce, can a guy? That is correct. It was Bruce, Marianne. So Sally and Misty were both from the younger women tribe on that season. They were split into...
In fairness, now they are much older.
That's true. Currently in 2024,
Now they're giving Ruth Marie.
Yeah, they're giving Ruth Marie. Yeah,
okay.
They could probably be hanging out with like with
now they would Maria, be in the Maria older women's tribe. Yeah,
they would be on the older women's tribe. Everybody on Panama.
Now, there's no one on Panama. Real Melinda and Ruth Marie's tribe. Now. Yeah.
And Linda and Ruth Marie. I mean, what are they doing? So, okay, we have a tie game.
Now they. Yeah. Go ahead.
You can clinch a win. This question, if you get it right, so you could whether you get multiple choice or if you get get it without multiple choice.
All right,
so
okay,
we're going to Cook Islands, Rob.
Okay, Cook Islands. Okay, and if Jordan, if he has any sense of what Survivor is about, hopefully, I know what he's going to talk about here.
Oh, it's definitely not. I know what you're thinking, but it's not that. Okay, Survivor Cook Islands. After losing the second immunity challenge, Aitutaki got to send one player from one of the other three tribes to Exile Island. Who from Puka Puka did they send?
Because Survivor Cookouts is a very famous second episode. Why wouldn't we ask a question about
Billy Garcia? I thought it was Billy Garcia's round two. Who did
Kim Spradlin give the idol to? Yeah, that's fine.
How, Marianne, look, you gave Marianne the first choice of category, by the way.
Rob, all these seasons are old bag, old seasons, okay?
I don't even know who was on the Puka Puka Tribe.
I literally don't even know.
Never heard that word before in my life.
Cook Islands is very well known for its tribal divisions, but not because of the names.
All right, then all I have to do is get the question right and I win?
Yeah, so...
Okay, so give me the multiple choice.
So the Puka Puka was the tribe that had Becky Lee, Cowboy, Jenny Guzan Bay, or Yule.
Okay. And then if I get it wrong, it goes back to Marianne?
If you're wrong, it would go back to Marianne. And she could steal the point and get the win.
I don't think any of those other people went to Exile Island. I think it's Yule.
Yule did go to Exile Island, and that is where he found the Super Idol. So, Rob, you get the point. You win the game 4-3. Congratulations. Unfortunately, Marianne, great charity, will not be receiving money this week, but next week's charity will be receiving $200
on the line next week. Marianne rolls over. Okay.
Okay.
Rob, do we have time for a verbal rebus? That will not be points.
I'll let Marianne decide. Marianne, do you care about a verbal rebus?
Okay. And then if I win the points and you don't get it, I'll be like, no, I deserve the points and I should win.
Yes. Yes.
But that, just for funsies, that would be, I accept my loss.
Yes. You are very close friends with Shannon for a reason. Yes. That is exactly.
Do you know that every day Shannon and I we send each other wordles, and then because she's the day ahead, I will tell her what the wordle was, but I will do it as a rebus puzzle. I love rebus puzzles.
Wow. Okay.
Shannon did once send me a rebus puzzle for my birthday, which is very nice. So here is the verbal rebus. This is not for points. You could both work together here. So we have somebody who got voted out in a second episode in Survivor history. We have War Dog's actual first name.
Can you be more specific?
There was a guy named War Dog on.
What does it rhyme with?
I know his name.
Dan DeSilva. His name is Dan DeSilva.
So Dan, the location of Penner's infection that took him out of the game in Micronesia.
Yeah. Okay.
A few
Dannys.
Yep. Pat was on one of these when he was injured in David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And the last name of the Zapatera tribe's former NFL player.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know that one.
Steve Wright. Yeah.
Steve Wright.
Thank you, guys.
Well, so let's go on three. On three. One, two, three. Who is it?
Danny Boatwright.
Yes.
Danny McRae is McRae. Danny Boatwright. Winners at War, third boot, but the second episode. Winner, of course, of Survivor Guatemala, which some people have said is my favorite season, which is not necessarily true, but I do. It has become a meme. So yes. Okay. We did it, Rob.
We did it. Okay.
Much fairer rules this week, right?
Jordan, you did a good job. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Marianne.
That's all I needed to get me through this week, Rob.
Okay. So you didn't get the W here today, but we will have the pleasure of having you back with us in just a couple of weeks on the Survivor Postgame Show. So I'm looking forward to that. Always looking forward to any time I get to chat with you.
Do you really?
Of course. Absolutely.
Pointedly making eye contact.
Yes. Is that good or bad?
It's good.
Yeah. No,
I mean what you're saying.
I mean it. I say that with my whole chest, Marianne. Marianne is an incredible person. She's so much fun to talk to. And whenever I see her in person, it's always so much fun. We laugh and we always have a great time.
Thank you. This was said not under duress.
Not under duress. I'm very sincere.
Oh, thank you.
I've still never gotten to meet Marianne in person. This needs to happen at some point.
It happens. I'm planning on going to New York City sometime before my friend leaves it forever. I can't pay New York City hotel prices, so we'll make it work.
All right. Okay. Jordan, where can people keep up with you?
You could at Jordan Kalish on Twitter. I'm always posting about the New York City Survivor Party. I will be there. I was there last night and I'll be there again every week. So check it out. Tweeting my spicy Yankees takes as well.
Okay. All right. And Marianne, where can people keep up with you?
Oh my gosh. If you can find me in person,
yes.
Say hello. And then, Twitter, Instagram.
Your mic is starting to give out.
Oh, Twitter, Instagram, the usual, you know.
Okay.
Mariano Catch.
Okay. Mariano Catch. And of course, you could check out everything that we have going on here on Rob is a Podcast, the Survivor Know-It-Alls here today. We've got a brand new tier over on Patreon. It's the Jelinski. Several means seven. It's a limited time, much like Jelinski himself, a limited time offer. 1 week only if you want to get in.
You have to you have to quit mid-month if you get the
chance. No, the tier is gonna be gone after a week. You can stay a patron at that $7 level, but nobody else can get in after a week. You get the patron podcast feed and access to the Discord. That's at robinswebsite.com/patron. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Good one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.